Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms zero tolerance policy against terrorism and Maoists, inaugurates Rising Northeast Investor Summit in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah hails role of BSF during Operation Sindoor, says world is praising the bravery of Indian Armed Forces. US and Iran to hold fifth round of talks on nuclear agreement in Rome today. IMD forecasts very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. And Indian shooter Raisa Dhillon bags silver medal in women's skeet event at ISSF Junior World Cup in Germany. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government follows a policy of zero tolerance, be it terrorism or Maoist elements spreading unrest. Inaugurating the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it is important to develop the Northeast region in order to build a developed India.
किसी भी क्षेत्र के विकास के लिए सबसे जरूरी है शांति और कानून व्यवस्था. आतंकवाद हो या अशांति फैलाने वाले माओवादी, हमारी सरकार जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति पर चलती है. हमारा फोकस नॉर्थ ईस्ट के युवाओं के भविष्य पर है, इसलिए हमने एक के बाद एक शांति समझौते किए, युवाओं को विकास की मुख्य धारा में आने का अवसर दिया. पिछले 10-11 साल में 10,000 से ज्यादा युवाओं ने हथियार छोड़कर शांति का रास्ता चुना है.
He urged investors to explore the different sectors across the Northeast region, saying the Northeast is now becoming a land of opportunities. He said the Northeast is becoming a key destination for sectors like energy and semiconductors.
Northeast land of opportunities बन रहा है. हमने नॉर्थ ईस्ट में कनेक्टिविटी इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर लाखों करोड़ रुपए खर्च किए. आप अरुणाचल जाएंगे तो सेला टनल जैसे इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर आपको मिलेगा. आप असम जाएंगे तो भूपेन हजारिका ब्रिज जैसे कई मेगा प्रोजेक्ट देखेंगे. सिर्फ एक दशक में नॉर्थ ईस्ट में 11,000 किलोमीटर के नए हाईवे बनाए गए हैं. सैकड़ों किलोमीटर की नई रेल लाइनें बिछाई गई है. नॉर्थ ईस्ट में एयरपोर्ट की संख्या दोगुनी हो चुकी है.
The Prime Minister stated that East means empower, act, strengthen and transform. He pointed out that there was a time when the Northeast was merely called a frontier region, but it is emerging as the front runner of growth. Speaking on the occasion, Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya said the government has worked towards giving a boost to infrastructure and connection in the Northeast region.
Transformation by transportation ka jo vision hai, uske aadhar par is kshetra ko ek strategic hub banaya hai. Connectivity ka, global trade ka aur growth ka. पिछले 10 वर्षों में 5,500 किलोमीटर के नेशनल हाईवे बने, 2,000 किलोमीटर की रेल लाइन बनी, सबसे लंबा रोड का पुल भूपेन हजारिका पुल 9.5 किलोमीटर का बना है, रेल और रोड दोनों का पुल बोगीबिल ब्रिज 5.5 किलोमीटर का बना है.
The two-day summit aims to highlight the Northeast region as a land of opportunity and attract global and domestic investment. The summit intends to bring together key stakeholders, investors and policymakers on a single platform. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said, with the development of advanced technology, the railway is becoming self-reliant in rolling out of new trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat trains. Addressing a function at Jamalpur in Munger in Bihar, Mr. Vaishnav said the country has electrified 50,000 kilometres of railway network in the past 10 years under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Vaishnav launched an action plan of 350 crore rupees for the development of Jamalpur Locomotive Workshop and IRIMEE. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Operation Sindoor is the answer to the Pahalgam attack, and today the world is praising the bravery of the Indian Armed Forces. Mr. Shah credited the successful Operation Sindoor to the government's strong political will, accurate information of the intelligence agencies, and the amazing display of lethality by the armed forces. Addressing the Border Security Force BSF investiture ceremony in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said the BSF and the armed forces have showcased great valor and the true power of defense in India's retaliatory action against Pakistan.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ये उसका जवाब है. आज पूरी दुनिया हमारी सेना की वीरता और मारक क्षमता की बुरी बुरी प्रशंसा कर रही है और मैं आज इस मंच पर से सेना के उन वीर जवानों को तीनों सेनाओं ने मिलकर जो पराक्रम किया है वो सभी को समग्र राष्ट्र की ओर से मैं उनको अभिनंदन भी करना चाहता हूँ और धन्यवाद भी कहना चाहता हूँ कि आपने देश के स्पिरिट को वहां तक पहुंचाने का काम किया है जहां पहुंचाने की जरूरत थी.
Around 3,000 Agnivirs recruited under the Agnipath scheme in the past 2 years led from the front in Operation Sindoor. The Agnivirs, mostly from youth aged nearly 20 years, shielded India's military establishments from Pakistan's missile and drone strikes. We have a report.
The youngsters inducted under the scheme held the Indian military fort during the 4-day military retaliation in a befitting reply to terror breeding ground, Pakistan. The air defense AD units had nearly 200 Agnivirs present. The Akashtir, which proved to be India's trump card in its response to Pakistan, was operated with the assistance of tenacious Agnivirs, which paid dividend. The Agnivir soldiers also showed grit and determination in AD units they were deployed along the western front, which were gunners, operator fire control, operator radio and drivers of heavy-duty vehicles mounted with guns and missiles. They eliminated targets with shoulder fire missiles and manned and fire guns. In addition to manning radars and Akashtir nodes, the young Agnivirs also played a vital role in operating the communication network and driving vehicles used for transporting and firing missiles, including Akash. With Bhanu's report, this is Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Flying Officer Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhon, who made the ultimate sacrifice while bravely defending the Srinagar Air Base during the India-Pakistan War in 1971.
Born in Ludhiana district of Punjab, Flying Officer Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhon was commissioned in the Indian Air Force in June 1967. On 14 December 1971, Srinagar airfield was attacked by a wave of 6 Pakistani Sabre jets. Flying Officer Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhon was on readiness duty at that time. Soon the enemy aircraft started hovering over the airfield. Attempting to take off with enemy aircraft overhead was inviting mortal danger, but Flying Officer Sekhon, unmindful of his safety, flew his net to engage the 2 attacking sabers. In the air battle that ensued, he secured a direct hit on one saber and set another ablaze. At this juncture, 4 more Pakistani sabers came on the scene and surrounded his aircraft. Flying Officer Sekhon chose to give a fight again. In the dogfight that ensued at treetop level, he held on against the enemy. Eventually, his aircraft was hit and he was martyred. He achieved his objective as the enemy aircraft fled without pressing home their intended attack on Srinagar town and airfield. Flying Officer Nirmaljeet Singh Sekhon was honored with Paramveer Chakra posthumously for supreme gallantry, flying skill and ultimate sacrifice. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The all-party delegation from India to Japan, led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha, today met the acting chairperson of the Research Committee on Counterterrorism of the Liberal Democratic Party and former Minister of Justice, Yasuhiro Hanashi, in Tokyo, Japan. The delegation highlighted India's unified and determined stance against terrorism in all its forms. Both sides reiterated their zero-tolerance approach to terrorism. During the interaction, Mr. Jha stated that every terrorist activity in the world has some link to Pakistan, which has become the new normal.
Every terrorist activity in the world has some or other link in Pakistan. So this time, our Prime Minister has also said it's a new normal. It's enough is enough. You cannot talk anymore now. If anything happens to our citizens, we will hit back. We will retaliate.
Meanwhile, another multi-party delegation led by DMK MP Kanimuri Karunanidhi and currently in Moscow was briefed by the Indian ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, on various aspects of India-Russia relations. Before beginning their official engagements, the delegation reached Moscow earlier today.
It becomes very important at this point to reach out to Russia when we have been facing terror attacks time and again. We've lost 26 lives in India. The government of India and the Prime Minister have decided that MPs from across the country, from different parties, have been sent to represent the India stand against terrorism.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will brief multi-party MP delegations this evening ahead of their visits abroad, taking India's strong message against terrorism to the world. The delegations, led by BJP MP Bijayant Panda, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor and NCP-SCP leader Supriya Sule, will leave for their visits tomorrow, whereas the delegation, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, will leave the day after tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has emphasized that India resolved the conflict with Pakistan for the moment through an understanding for cessation of firing and military action, and this was negotiated directly between the two countries. In an interview with a news channel in Denmark, Dr. Jaishankar said the trigger for this was that India hit Pakistan very hard on the morning of the 10th of May.
The cessation of firing and military action was something which was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. We made one thing very clear to everybody who spoke to us, not just United States, but to everybody, saying, look, if the Pakistanis want to stop firing, they need to tell us. We need to hear it from them. Their general has to call up our general and say this. And that is what happened.
Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has said that there will be no nuclear agreement if the United States continues to demand an end to Iran's uranium enrichment. His remarks came ahead of the fifth round of indirect nuclear talks between Iranian and U.S. delegations scheduled to take place in Rome today. Responding to recent U.S. demands that Tehran completely halt uranium enrichment, Araghchi said the U.S. does not support any enrichment activity in Iran. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued red and orange alerts for heavy rainfall over South Konkan coastal and Ghat Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra and Goa. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said the low pressure area over East Central Arabian Sea off South Konkan Goa coast is persisting near Goa coast and may also intensify into a depression.
We have given the orange color and red color warning mainly over South Konkan, Madhya Maharashtra and Goa and also coastal Karnataka and Ghat area because heavy rainfall has been continuing over these areas. As we have told that monsoon, all conditions are favorable for onset of monsoon over Kerala during next 2 to 3 days.
In shooting, Olympian Raisa Dhillon bagged the silver medal in the women's skeet event at the ongoing ISSF Junior World Cup in Germany. Dhillon hit 51 targets in the 60-shot final. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading higher with gains of over 1% in afternoon trade today, supported by broad-based buying across sectors. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 880 points to 81,832 and the NSE Nifty 50 rose 288 points to 24,898 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and Maoists, inaugurates Rising Northeast Investor Summit in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah hails role of BSF during Operation Sindoor, says world is praising the bravery of Indian Armed Forces. US and Iran to hold fifth round of talks on nuclear agreement in Rome today. IMD forecasts very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Konkan and Goa till tomorrow, and Indian shooter Raisa Dhillon bags silver medal in women's skeet event at ISSF Junior World Cup in Germany. And with that, we end the midday news.